Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 28, 2026, and the theme is Trust Infrastructure Becoming Product Infrastructure. OpenAI published its 2026 election safeguards, and the important part is the layered approach. OpenAI is combining reliable voting information, live vote counts from the Associated Press in the US and Brazil, Democracy Works voting logistics in the US, cyber defense support for election infrastructure, provenance tooling, misuse monitoring, and political bias evaluation. The lesson is that high-stakes AI needs multiple controls because the risks are different. GitHub is making the same point in developer tooling. Its latest Copilot updates add more controls for Copilot memory, including deletion, scope, and Copilot CLI behavior. GitHub also added organization-level model rules. That matters because memory and model choice are now governance surfaces. Enterprises need to decide what assistants can remember, where that memory applies, and which models are allowed for which teams. NVIDIA and Dell are pushing the infrastructure story. Their AI factory update frames autonomous agents as a full-stack workload, not just a GPU workload. Agents query databases, run code, use sandboxes, retrieve context, wait on previous steps, and produce artifacts that need review. That stresses CPUs, memory, storage, networking, data platforms, observability, and security. Google is moving developer AI toward managed work sessions. Gemini API managed agents can reason, use tools, execute code in isolated Linux environments, and keep files and state across multi-turn tasks. That is a shift from calling a model to starting a bounded agent session. Developers need to evaluate state, file access, network boundaries, tool permissions, cost, and approval gates. DeepMind, NIST, and the European Union are adding the evaluation layer. DeepMind's Singapore partnership includes multimodal and multilingual safety benchmarks. NIST's CAISI is publishing model evaluations. The EU's General Purpose AI Code of Practice gives providers a practical route for transparency, copyright, safety, and security obligations. The shared message is that deployment evidence is becoming as important as raw capability. The takeaway for builders: design governance into AI features from the beginning. Define memory scope. Use authoritative retrieval. Isolate execution. Log tool calls. Budget at the workflow level. Preserve provenance and audit trails. Strong models will keep arriving, but the controlled system around them is what makes them usable. Time for a quick quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main lesson from OpenAI's 2026 election safeguards post? A. High-stakes AI systems need layered controls such as authoritative information, cyber defense, provenance, abuse monitoring, and bias evaluation. B. A single watermarking system solves election misinformation. C. Election AI systems should avoid source links. D. Civic information does not require special safeguards. Answer: A. Election integrity involves several distinct risks, so reliable AI systems need multiple complementary defenses. Question 2. Why are GitHub's Copilot memory and model rule updates important for enterprises? A. They make governance unnecessary. B. They provide controls over what assistants remember and which models organizations can use. C. They remove pull requests from software development. D. They force every team to use the same model. Answer: B. Memory and model choice affect privacy, security, compliance, and reproducibility, so administrators need policy controls. Question 3. What does NVIDIA's Dell AI factory update imply about agent infrastructure? A. Agentic AI is only a GPU purchasing problem. B. Agent workflows stress the full stack, including CPUs, data platforms, networking, sandboxes, and observability. C. Agents do not need enterprise data access. D. On-premises AI cannot support autonomous agents. Answer: B. Agents chain retrieval, tool use, code execution, and review, so bottlenecks and risks appear across the whole system. Question 4. What is the key product shift behind Google's Gemini API managed agents? A. Developers are moving from one-off model calls toward bounded work sessions with tools, code execution, files, and state. B. Code execution no longer requires isolation. C. Agent state should never be logged. D. Managed agents are useful only for image generation. Answer: A. Managed agents package a task environment, so teams must evaluate session security, persistence, cost, and approval gates. Question 5. Why do DeepMind, NIST, and AU evaluation efforts matter for builders? A. They show that deployment evidence is becoming as important as benchmark scores. B. They prove English-only evaluations are sufficient. C. They eliminate the need for product-specific testing. D. They apply only to academic research. Answer: A. Real deployments require evaluations that match languages, modalities, security risks, workflows, and compliance obligations. That's the code Mingle AI briefing for today.